Hey Gratitude Seeker, today I want to share with you a reason why I'm really grateful for this world, for how it works, and for how it is to live in it. And it's about trusting strangers. But first, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Much better now. So this weekend when I went out for dinner, I was thinking about how amazing it is that we can just go to a random place that's called a coffee shop, a restaurant, in which we can choose a table that's free, and then someone, a stranger, somebody we most probably don't know, comes and takes our order. And they usually do this with a smile on their face. We have a well-thought menu from which we can choose anything we like. We just say what we like, what we want, and then in a relatively short amount of time, we get our hot food or our hot cup of coffee that's been made by another stranger, someone that most probably we never saw in our life, someone that we most probably will never get to meet, a person that cooked for us with the ingredients that were brought by most probably another stranger from a storehouse or from people that we don't know that grew and took care of the plants of the soil. So basically other people had to do all of this process behind the scenes in order for me to get that delicious meal. And it's really easy to take this for granted, and it's really easy to not appreciate or acknowledge how complex just a simple meal can be. And how many strangers, people that you don't know and that most probably you will never know, were involved in the process. And another beautiful thing that we have as a society in general is the fact that we trust each other. I trust the people that grew the plants, I trust the people that transported them, I trust the people that cooked them, the people that served them to us. Without this trust that we have for each other, things would be really hard. And you can imagine if you would have to do everything yourself, or if you would have to check every step of the way and see if everyone is doing their job the way that they should be. It would be too tiring, and it wouldn't make any sense to do all of this, all of those things just for a meal, right? So I'm not saying that the world is perfect or that everyone does a great job doing what they're doing, or that everyone is very responsible about their work. But it is one thing that we might take for granted, the fact that we just go to a random place owned by people that we don't know, ran by people that we don't know, that wants us to come in to eat there or to drink there. And they usually want us to have a great experience. They invest a lot in making the place look good, so that when we go there we feel great, we feel that we enjoy it, that it's something special for us. Of course, we do have to exchange some paper or some plastic in order for us to get that. But the idea that we can have something like that so easily, so effortlessly on our side, I think it's quite amazing. So since the weekend is coming, or you may have a date night or something, think about it. Try not to take for granted the experience, the fact that we live in such a world in which we trust each other to do these things, to be able to have these experiences, to be welcomed in random places, and enjoy great meals with friends, with family. That for the people involved in the process took a lot of work and a lot of passion, hopefully. Your experience of being there and of actually paying for that service, that product, will surely change because you can appreciate all of the things that go into your experience, and you will be able to appreciate that experience more and realize that it's actually something pretty amazing that we're able to experience in this world, something that's so common that we at times forget to appreciate it. So next time when you go to a random place in which strangers offer you a good meal, make sure you appreciate it. Make sure you see it with new eyes and with this new perspective. Wishing you a deliciously grateful day ahead of you. Thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe, share it with your friends, with your family. And like always, this has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.